I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Narrators!
Caught! Touchdown!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, RJ Clifford and Juan Soto.
Yeah, it is another episode of the Autumn Windbags. I'm RJ Clifford. He's Juan Soto. We tried to have some fun tonight. The Raiders went into their second home, SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, take on the Chargers. Chargers get to leave their quote-unquote home stadium. 3-1, they win 28-14. And Soto, we just cannot put ourselves into those holes like we've been doing all season long and expect to be able to get away with it.
Especially how bad we played. Usually we put ourselves in holes, but we're able to put something on the board in the first half and not make it such an insurmountable lead to come back from. Mm-hmm. But we just could not do a damn thing in the first half. And we needed to have a clean second half. Mm-hmm. In order to come back, and we did it. We had a turnover. We missed a field goal. We did a better job of, protecting Carr. But it just was, you can't continue to dig yourself such a big hole week after week, you know.
And you know a thing or two about big holes. So Justin Herbert, 25 of 38, only 222 yards. I like he had more. But three touchdowns, 107.6 RTG. Good game out of him. Derek Carr, 21 of 34, under 200 yards passing, 196 yards, two touchdowns. Some mistakes made by him. That pick at the end of the game. The game was basically out of reach, but bad pick. He missed an open Waller there. Glimpses of some great Derek Carr. Those two touchdown drives were fantastic by him. He missed a couple wide open shots, but he was just running for his life for the entire first half with our offensive line with, two injuries at guard. I lost my mind when I think it was, I don't know who it was, Greasy or one of the broadcasters was like, yeah, the Raiders have had pretty good injury luck this season. I'm like, what? We're on like our fourth string corner in this game. We got both our starting guards have basically been out basically all season. What are you talking about? We've had our all-pro running back has missed two of the first three games. It's like, what? We've had atrocious injury luck.
Yeah, that line. Arnett and Leatherwood do not need to be on the field right now until they figure it out. Mm. They both were out there and they were terrible. They were terrible. The whole right side of our line was bad. Leatherwood was god awful. We can't win if we can't protect Derek Carr. Derek Carr could not do a thing because he was always under pressure. Couldn't even check the ball down. I'm talking about can't even like get a hot route out. Like he couldn't even get the ball out. That's how little time he had in the first half. Something has to be done to shore that up. And I understand that, he's young and, we need some time. We have a good team. We don't have the luxury of having that big of a liability on our offensive line. I mean, is Brandon Parker that much worse than Alex Leatherwood? Than Alex Leatherwood played tonight?
I don't know. I think you leave Alex Leatherwood in there because like he needs reps that only live football can give you. And I don't think Brandon Parker's so much better where like that's the difference maker in this game, right? Like that's not Brandon Parker isn't the difference maker in this season, right? You drafted Alex Leatherwood in the first round, you give him those reps, you get him to learn, you trust Tom Cable to do, to help out. And again, like he's playing next to a guard who's our second or third string guard. Like it's a cumulative bunch of things. I mean, I thought for sure. I thought, like, I was kind of joking, but I thought, all right, a 35-minute weather delay, and we were broadcasting in Long Beach. Like, there's still lightning and thunder going off.
Yeah,
right now, crazy. Like, it's still, the storm's still going out. And I was like bonkers. I was like, wait a minute, weather delay in Los Angeles in a dome in a football game. That's so weird. And that's just exactly kind of how it's like, almost like God didn't want this game to happen because God's a Raider fan and didn't want to see this shit go off. But I was like, all right. Derek Carr starts off so crappy every single game, right? Every first quarter of this season, he started out terrible. Offense in general, Derek Carr specifically. I thought, all right, maybe this weather delay, he'll just like play a quarter of football in his mind in the locker room, and he'll start off great. Like it's the second or third quarter. No, he played a whole half shitty. It took even longer for him to get the ball going.
It's not Carr's fault. Although he didn't play well,
mm-hmm. It's the old line.
I wholeheartedly disagree with you. We are too good of a football team to keep running out a severe liability in pass protection like Alex Leatherwood.
What's the alternative?
He's going to get Derek Carr killed.
What's the alternative?
Dude, Brandon Parker, he's a better pass protector than Alex Leatherwood. I think I'm a better pass protector than Alex Leatherwood. Uh-huh. Alex Leatherwood is that bad. He's that. Now, he's going
to get Joey Bosa would fold you up, put you in his pocket, and use you as change.
No, I don't think so. Number one,
he would
one,
use
I don't
you
think
as
so.
Currency.
Look,
like you're in prison.
I could stand in front of him for a little bit. There was a play.
I thought you were using hyperbole for a second there, and now you're doubling down on the brain dead take.
No,
you're actually going to stop.
No, Whoa. When did I ever say I was going to stop Joey Bosa? I never said that. No. I said I could get in front of him. I could slow him down a little bit, maybe every once in a while. Leatherwood was getting beat every single
maybe
play.
You stop Joey Bosa when he like stopped to pull your pants down to have his way with you and like split second it takes him to do that. Other than that, Joey Bosa is having his way with you.
Hey Ricky, you know what, he was bad his first year, but you know who else was bad? The rest of the goddamn team was bad.
Yeah,
this team is not bad. We don't have the luxury right now to just keep throwing Leatherwood out there to get abused.
Mm-hmm. Like the whole offensive line was got beat up pretty good. I mean, Colton Miller played all right. Andre James actually played maybe his best game, which isn't saying a lot. But those backup guards and those injuries. So these are our injuries just today, right? Just today. In-game injuries. Trevon Mullen, Damon Arnett, Derek Carrier, Peyton Barber missed a few plays. Willie Snead went under a concussion protocol, missed a couple. And Casey Hayward missed a couple plays. We were down to like our fourth string cornerback at one point. And still we held Herbert under 400. That's going to be a win at some point, right? You got to find some positives.
Herbert only had he had 220 yards.
Mm.
He didn't have a great game. He had a really good first half.
Yeah.
The second half was not good at all. The problem is we got beat up front on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Their defensive line kicked the shit out of our offensive line.
Yeah, the whole front seven.
Yeah, and then their offensive line was – I mean, we had no pressure on Herbert the first half. We finally started getting some pressure in the second half, and, you know, that's what we had to do. And I said it in the pregame show on Wednesday, we have to get in Herbert's face and force him to throw off time to his right. He likes throwing to the left, and – I mean, excuse me, to the left. He likes throwing to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were doing it in the second half, we were actually getting in his face and – you know, it started to work. You know, he was hanging onto the ball too long. He started, you know, missing passes. And if you give an NFL quarterback time, he's going to be able to complete passes. If you give Herbert a quarterback like Herbert time, he's going to be able to hurt you. Not just complete passes, he's going to be able to hurt you.
Yeah.
And the first half, that's what he did. He was able to hurt us. The second half, not so much. I chalk this one up to, honestly, two big things. Number one, our offensive line is atrocious on the right side today. Who the fuck was that guard playing?
I never heard of him before in my life.
I've never heard of him. If I saw him on the street, I'd be like, oh, that's a big guy. That's it. And I have no idea who the fuck is. I don't even remember his name.
Wait, Simmons, if you saw him, would you be like, Simmons, I could block Joey Bosa better than that guy too? Would that cross your mind?
Dude, I can at least slow him down once. In an entire game, I could maybe slow him down a little bit one time.
So you're you double down, and now you're triple downing on the I could block Joey fucking Bosa better. See, than
you're saying Alex something Motherwood. Different. You're saying something different than what I'm saying, RJ.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're saying I can block Joey Bosa. You're saying that like a blanket statement that whenever Joey Bosa lines up in front of me, I'm going to block him. I'm going to dominate him. That's what you're trying to get the people.
No,
to think
no, no. Saying? You just said you could block Joey Bosa better than Alex Leatherwood.
I said I could slow him down at least
better
once.
Than Alex Leatherwood.
Those on were, pass those protection, are probably.
And those are the words that probably. You said.
I will tell Alex Leatherwood to his face that he is an atrocious pass blocker.
Yeah, and then you say, hey, Joey Bosa, you're lucky I'm not the starting right tackle for the Raiders. Otherwise, you'd be hurt. You'd be 6 feet under in a grave.
I'm Juan Soto. I'd fucking stab him. I don't give a fuck.
So we averaged 2.7 yards per carry. Josh Jacobs, 13 carries, 40 yards. Nice to have him back. Wasn't able to do anything. There was a stat earlier in the week that I saw where the amount of yards a running back gets before contact – of all, it was like 50 something running backs. The bottom two, Kenyon Drake, Peyton Barber, the two running backs that got the most carries for the Raiders.
Yep.
They just can't go. They just like our pass blocking is terrible. Run blocking is even worse. And that's been a major problem. On the flip side, Austin Eckler, 15 carries for 117 yards and a touchdown, 7.8 yard average.
8 yards per carry.
Per carry.
This almost is one of the worst game. Rushing teams in the league, mind you.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's clear that we understand that. That is one of the worst rushing teams in the league. And they wore us down in the second half. They wore us down. That's when he got most of his yards. Mm-hmm. John, yeah, I agree. But you know what? When you don't have time to throw the ball, dude, what are you going to do? You know, Carr didn't have time. I'm very critical of Carr, and I think I'm very I'm fair on my criticism of Carr, but today was not his fault.
No,
today was not his fault whatsoever. He didn't have any time in the first half to throw the ball. So I said the two reasons why we lost. Number one, Alex Leatherwood on the right side of that line. Number two was John Gruden. He got thoroughly outcoached that first half. He just tried to do the same thing over and over and over, and it just wasn't working. It wasn't working.
What you mean? Run the ball on first down, run the ball on second down, pass the ball on third down, punt is predictable and not going to get you success. That's crazy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's starting to become a problem, guys. I talked a little bit about Gruden's shortcomings the last show, and to be shut out in the NFL, especially in the first half. That means you're just not prepared. And the way that we looked, we had, 50 yards of offense in the first half? Something stupid like that? To look that bad, you just have to be thoroughly unprepared or unable to make adjustments on the fly. Either way, it's not a good look. It's not a good look for our coaching staff.
Yeah, Raiders got thoroughly outcoached today. Like, yeah, Brandon Staley going for it in that fourth and two in the third when the game was still – like the Raiders were within one touchdown, ballsy and awesome. Like that's a guy that's already decided, and they were talking about it on the broadcast. He's done all the math like months ago. He's like, all right, at fourth and two at this time, at this score, this quarter, we do this. At, you know, fourth and seven at this time, at this quarter, we do this, right? Like it's already figured out. Whereas John Gruden is just like, how pissed am I right now? Okay, we're going to do this now, right? Like,
it's like the same fucking play. Mm-hmm. Every time, dude, the Chargers ran that fourth down play so fast. They didn't change any type of personnel or anything. They ran that play so fast. They had no problems at all getting that first down. And it comes down to coaching. It comes down to being prepared. And even with all that, This is why I'm still optimistic. Even with all that working against us, we still have the ball driving to tie the game in the fourth quarter. We still have the ball, and we're pushing to tie the game.
If Gruden would have went for it on that, like, what, fourth and three in the third, right? Like, if he would have went for it and we converted, we might still be playing overtime football right now. You know, again, who knows what could have happened.
Who knows what would have happened. But, I mean, the Chargers only scored garbage time, I guess, touchdown towards the end of the game. But, look, let's just be real with ourselves, all right? We were really riding high on that three-game winning streak, and it's great. And it's three wins in the NFL, and that's awesome. We want two games in overtime at home that we probably shouldn't have won because we made so many mistakes. But we won them, and that's great.
We were the better team than the Ravens and the Dolphins, but we let them in a game they shouldn't have been in.
We made a lot of mistakes.
It's not so much like, oh my God, we got away with one. It's like, I can't believe we let them almost get away with one.
Yeah, I can't believe we almost let those games go. So it's not like we're a bad team. Mm-hmm. We just played like a bad team today, but we're not a bad team.
So a couple positives. Hunter Renfrow is such a goddamn G. I was texting you before. I was like, is Hunter Renfrow okay? Because he dropped like a wide open pass the first attempt.
Yeah, he dropped two balls.
And then the very next punt return, he just kind of like let go. Like he just kind of like just whatever. I was like, oh, is Renfrow okay? He's acting weird. And then he comes in like a free safety when, of course, the Raiders only have 10 guys in the field and no gunner is covered. And the Chargers do what they're supposed to. Oh, you're leaving a gunner uncovered? We're just going to fake and throw the ball. Bam, blasts his ass. He's the kind of guy I want to like date my sister, Hunter Renfrow. Like, he's that kind of dude.
Isn't your sister married?
Yeah, I would want her to cheat on her husband to date Hunter Renfrow.
I second
That's the type of guy that he is. So he was great. Max Crosby continues to dazzle in the most... normally a pass rusher, it gets a lot of attention, right? If anyone on the defense gets a lot of attention, it's the pass rushers. And they get the love, they get the endorsements, they get on SportsCenter, all that kind of thing. But he's playing in a way where he's not getting the big strip sacks, the fancy plays. But his constant pressure has literally affected this season more than any player on the defense. No one on the defense has contributed more positively to the Raiders than Max Crosby's pressure. I mean, he's batting down passes. He's making Justin Herbert rush. He's putting the fear of God in quarterbacks. Like, and again, not getting those like four sack games like he did against the Bengals last season or 2 seasons ago. But he's getting all this pressure and drastically affecting the game. So on offense, I mean, Hunter Renfrow just a G. On defense, Max Crosby can't give him enough love, despite the fact that like the stat line isn't really showing what he's actually doing.
Yeah, and it goes to show that the defense runs off of the pressure of the offensive line. The defensive line. The defensive line couldn't get any pressure. I mean, as good as Crosby was playing, he didn't do much of anything in the first half.
Yeah,
and the entire defense
pressuring. He was here and there. He may have had two drives.
He may have had you know a few pressures, but more often than not, he was getting handled, and the defense didn't do much of anything to stop him in the first half. So, I mean, we got to clean that up and get ready next week for the Bears. I don't see the Bears giving us too much of a hell of a trouble. We played better teams. We beat better teams than them. Mm-hmm. But
how about Darren Waller? That touchdown in the end zone, just Derek Carr is just like, my guy's taller, bigger, better, awesome. That was great. What's up with that fucking taunting penalty that he got? Jesus Christ.
Bullshit.
He threw the ball down hard and yelled at nothing. And the referees are like, oh, that's taunting, 15 yards. And that was our first down of the game. What the hell? I don't get it. Who was he taunting? It's like the worst version of the stupidest rule the NFL does. Oh, someone please think of the children. Oh, God. He He got a first down in a game where we were getting our ass kicked and yelled. Because we know, you know, no one's a worse role model than Darren Waller, the guy that all he does is charity work and becomes sober, an example to everyone around him and everyone's favorite teammate. It's like, oh, yeah, someone please think of the children. Let me clutch my pearls. Darren Waller's making is a monster that's making this game unwatchable.
It's stupid.
Get the hell out of here.
It's stupid. Mark, I agree, man. I agree. I'm not trying to say that we were for sure by far the better team out there. I will say that we were for sure by far outcoached out there. And the Chargers were just a lot more prepared than we were for this game. We'll see what Gruden can do. I mean, against a more predictable style defense of an offense like the Bears have, with a young quarterback playing, it should be a lot easier for us. But you never fucking know. You never fucking know in the NFL with these kids and how they can play, man. Fields is a quick guy, and he can throw the ball deep. So,
a couple other wrinkles that were positive. Gus Bradley bringing the blitzes in the second half that we're getting.
He had
home.
To, man.
It's like
he
when
had
he, to. It's like whenever he needs. It's nice to know whenever it's needed, he can pull that out. Right. It's like a parachute. Like if you need to just like pull that ripcord and save something and like stop the bleeding, our blitzes get home, which was great. So great on Gus Bradley. Great on Hunter Renfrow, Max Crosby. The bad Nick Witkowski was getting owned by these Charger running backs. Eckler's last touchdown, he whiffed terribly. He missed on some other ones as well. That was awful. Coaching, like John Gruden, just like it's terrible short yardage. Doesn't know. Like it's literally like how he feels at the moment. Well, as other NFL coaches, they have like a statistician and a mathematician being like, okay, what are the odds? What's this? Blah, blah, blah. And Gus Bradley and John Gruden's just like, how on tilt is he? That decides what we do on fourth down, which is a pain in the ass.
It's not sustainable over a long season.
Yeah.
When you don't do things that statistically give you a better chance or a higher opportunity for success. And it's one of the things that gets Gruden in trouble is his lack of consistency in certain situations. Like we talked about last week, he goes for it on fourth down in very close in his own territory. And then, you know, his butthole puckers up at the end of the game when he has to get some first downs. And, it's disheartening in a sense because you know it's not going to change. John Gruden is not going to change. He is who he is. That's who he's going to be. He's our head coach. I don't want to say we have to win in spite of him, but there's certain things that we have to just live with.
I feel like last game he listened to – we talked about it on the show. Like last game, I feel like he listened to people a little bit. Like he went for it on some random fourth downs. He did. He got like aggressive. He's been more aggressive play caller this season, right? Dialing up deep plays, not just kind of like if it happens to be there on your fourth progression throw. It's like, no, like we're going deep to Ruggs on this play. Like he's doing that a little bit more. But you're right. Like at his core, he's still gonna let his emotions decide what's gonna happen.
Talking about more of his game management than anything else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's he is who he is. We were 3-0, 3-1. Look, guys, 3-1. We lost a tough game where we played like the worst we've ever played. Even like the last few years, I don't think we've played this bad in a first half.
Yeah.
Than we played in this game.
And it was a game with like 8 minutes left.
Maybe the Falcons game mm-hmm. was worse.
Falcons
This one was pretty fucking bad. I mean, we had 50 yards of offense in the first half, mm-hmm. and we still made it a game. So
we would have had three times that much if you were at right tackle. There's two stats that are really, really bothering me. This one first. Raiders have allowed 8 touchdowns on 8 red zone drives this season. Every single time the opposing offense gets in the red zone, they put up 7 points. 8-4-8. That's awful. You look at how our red zone issues last season, right? We get in the red zone, we're just kicking field goals every time. It's the opposite going the other way. Like, as good as our, and again, I'm still trying to think optimistically about our defense. They're an average defense, which we've been saying forever. We can just get an average defense. That's a massive improvement, right? It's hard to demand more from a defense that's improved so much, right? It's hard to demand more. But the red zone is a major issue if we're going to give up 7 points every time they're down there. And we're not getting turnovers. We're not getting any turnovers. And that's a real major issue. Even like bad defenses get those sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So the red zone issues are a big one for me.
Yeah, the lack of turnovers is a concern. It's almost like our offense in previous years where we dinked and dunked our way. We have to be perfect in order to be able to score, because it takes us so long to do it. It's so many plays, and the more plays that you play, the more chances are for something bad to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing to our defense, is we're allowing so many plays from the opposing offenses, that we're basically, you know, having to make these great plays to stop them, or they're just going to continue to go down because we're not going to turn the ball over. We're not going to get any turnovers and give ourselves, you know, that short field position. It's a concern. Is it a huge concern? No, not really, because, you know, teams have only gotten into the red zone 8 times, twice a game.
Not
basically
bad.
It's not bad, but you know, the sky is not falling, guys. Okay, we played as bad as we're gonna play, and we still made it a game.
It's not like last season where I feel like the Raiders got super cocky at, you know, 6-3, and the year before that 6-4, and then just like they just played that way. It was just like, no, they played like shit because the wrong people played like shit. O-line injured, young, inexperienced, not playing well. Defense improved, but against a good offense that's has every opportunity in the world, because our offense is going 3 and out 5 times in a row. Like, they can only do so much, right? That at least is the wrinkle of positivity for me, that it wasn't a team that gave up. The other, I said I had 2 stats that really worried me. That was one, the red zone. This is another one that's really bad. That's not sustainable. We have 7 fumbles this season, 7 recoveries. 7 for 7. That's not going to continue.
No.
We're going to start losing these fumbles. We're not going to recover all these fumbles. We're going to start losing, and it's going to cost us some games. They're going to seriously cost us some games, all these fumbles that we have. And they're not all Derek Carr. Like, Derek Carr's pretty good. There was even one time he almost went too far the other way. I forgot it was like in the third quarter, I think, when we were driving.
Yeah, he
immediately just doubled, just like he saw. It was like he had time to throw it away. Maybe could have tap danced around the end. But nope.
I don't mind.
I don't think it was a life vest that went down.
Nope.
It's better than the alternative. Right? And that's a part of the criticism with our quarterback, is when you say, all right, I need you to stop fumbling, then okay. The flip side of that is sometimes he's going to just bear hug that ball and fall down to avoid getting the fumble. So that's kind of like,
dude,
you know,
I don't have a problem with it.
Spit it out, Soto.
Sam, chill, bro. Chill. Look, we are a 1 yard overthrow by Carr from having a tie game in the fourth quarter. He overthrew Ruggs by like a yard. And if that's put on him, Ruggs is still running and we're tied. So chill, bro. We're good.
So Monday Night Football didn't go our way. We lose 28-14 to the Chargers, technically an away game, but it's kind of a home game. Luckily for us, after going against a good offense like that, we got the Bears at home on Sunday, which is going to be a giant welcome. Now, the defense is pretty damn good, but
yeah,
Bears at home, that'll give our defense a chance to really show up. Like, Lord, all the pressures Max Crosby was getting are going to start turning into sacks, all that stuff.
I'm just, my heart stopped thinking about Khalil Mack lining up on Leatherwood. dude, he Leatherwood cannot pass block. He just can't do it. He's so bad. He is probably one of the worst tackles I've ever seen pass block in the past in my life. He's terrible. And it's the same thing every time.
Yeah.
It's the same thing every time. He gets out and he leans forward and he throws his punch with his butt out and his head down. And the lineman, the defender just kind of swipes his hands away and he's past him.
Mm.
Mac.
Gruden did a really good job in London, two seasons ago when we played the Bears and kept Khalil Mack bottled up. I think he'll do it again. Because his pride is too much to say like that trade with Khalil Mack, he's gonna come back and let him hurt us.
Dude, he didn't have Alex Leatherwood out there either that year.
He's put two tight ends and Leatherwood on him.
He's that bad. Leatherwood is that bad in pass coverage. I mean pass protection.
All right, well, that's it for us. Good guest coming up on Wednesday's show. Another SiriusXM guy, big Bears fan, so we'll see what he has to say about the Bears. Again, Raiders fall, lose their first game of the season, 14-28 to the Los Angeles Superchargers. They live in Los Angeles, but no one wants them. Raiders fans had them completely overmatched in the stands. Just imagine how many fights there were in those stands, considering it was Raiders, Chargers, 35-minute weather delay, and just like frustrated and full of booze. I'm sure there were some great fights in the stands at SoFi today. Wish I could have been there to see it. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, knock on wood if you're with me.
And we out.